Chapter 18. The Good Old Days. For everyone who fought and paid a bitter price for democracy, the words, "life was better under apartheid," must cut deep. But was life better under apartheid? The question doesn't deserve an answer. How can you respond to a statement that a crime against humanity, a vicious political system that denied citizens human rights, was better than democracy? People are experiencing apartheid nostalgia because 30 years into democracy, South Africa faces grave problems. Load shedding and a power grid teetering on the brink of collapse, a junk economy with high inflation and massive unemployment, poverty, decrepit public hospitals, a shambolic education system, violent crime that's out of control, homelessness, corruption, riots, potholes, dysfunctional coalition governments. The list seems endless. It's not only white people who romanticize apartheid. Social justice researcher Eleanor Deploy wrote that when she facilitated focus group discussions with black and colored born frees in 2017, the "life was better under apartheid" mantra was repeated over and over again. Even an old black professor has boarded the "good old days" express. In 2023, Jonathan Janssen asked people in a column, "Be honest, are you better off now than under apartheid?" This was after 90% of respondents in a Twitter poll he conducted said they believed the state of infrastructure, roads, electricity, water supply, transportation, was better in 1993 than in 2023. "I have never before seen so many poor and desperate people putting up tents literally along the road. Tell me they are better off than in 1994, Janssen said in a radio interview justifying his column. The statement "life was better under apartheid" is not a lie, which is to say it's not a total lie. Life was certainly better under apartheid for some people. That was the purpose of apartheid: to reserve social, economic, and political resources, education, healthcare, jobs, housing, and amenities, for one group. And for them, life was better. The more South Africa struggles, the more people seem to extol the good old days. But the good old days weren't good. They were horrific. Being a black person in apartheid's white paradise meant forced removals, bulldozed homes, and being uprooted and sent to one of the homelands or a township that lacked basic services. It meant enduring the migrant labor system and earning a paltry wage if you were lucky enough to have a job. It meant your children received an inferior education. Apartheid laws governed every aspect of your daily life. You had to carry a pass to travel and work. You were barred from whites-only entrances, toilets, beaches, benches, and you were prevented from loving, sleeping with, and marrying certain people. For white people, the government was there to provide services. But for black people, the government was there, shumboks, tear gas, and hit squads at the ready, to make sure you stayed in your lane. If you weren't white in apartheid South Africa, your prospects, opportunities, and access to resources were limited. Black men were destined to be manual laborers and garden boys. Black women were maids, and black children were trained for a life of service to their masters and madams. The authorities used a heavy hand to enforce the law. Jails were filled with people who didn't have the right permit or who sat on the wrong bench. Resistance against the system was met with force. "Oh," say the "life was better under apartheid" crowd. "We only mean the quality of life, the material things, the infrastructure and the electricity. We don't mean the racist stuff." Yes, we agree the racist stuff was bad. Okay, so other than the institutionalized racism, the deaths in detention, states of emergency, assassinations, torture, hit squads, askaris, spies, third force activities, bannings, detentions without trial, jail sentences, hangings, funeral baton charges, press censorship, border wars, and conscription, apartheid wasn't that bad. Being born black in apartheid South Africa meant being seen as less than human. It meant having your future stolen and watching your children's dreams being crushed. While many still face a bleak future, saying life was better under apartheid ignores the system's violence and inhumanity. It's not possible to compare a murderous regime with a democracy, no matter how bruised and battered that democracy might be. South Africa is a mess, but the government's rampant corruption, failures, and incompetence, and its catastrophic lack of leadership shouldn't make us think life was better under apartheid. We can criticize our democracy, and in a democracy, you can criticize democracy, without comparing it to the iron-fisted National Party government. Apartheid was the problem. It should never have happened in the first place.